This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Chad Daybell, we're probably about halfway through the trial. We'll see how this all continues to go on. Joining me to discuss where things are at here, Robin Dreek, retired FBI special agent. Robin, we've seen a lot of testimony thus far. None of it really, I don't think any of it really going into the direction of positive for Chad Daybell. Joined with his attorney that, I don't know, I feel like he's filling time when he's up there on the stand. Like there's a clock, like must fill, and it seems to kind of go nowhere. What are your thoughts on where this is at thus far? And specifically, Chad's defense, because he doesn't seem to have one, and I don't think his attorney even knows half the time where to take it.
I think you hit it right on the head. He's speaking for the sake of speaking. There's nowhere to go. I mean, where'd he go? I mean, what he should have done is just, you know, threw himself at the mercy of the court, claimed he's guilty and move on. I mean, literally, there, what do you do?
Yeah.
You don't have anyone standing with you. You put your kids through, you know, examination by putting them on the stands, you know, to loosely try to do it, which is a little bit more than Lori got.
Yeah.
You know, because at least a few people are standing with him. But I think this just portrays him as a bigger, my technical term, dirtbag, horrendous human being than people even understood. And also what's still striking to me is that, you know, friends of Lori's and theirs, you know, some of the, and I'll call them cult members, you know, going on trial still are, like we said in the last episode, still showing that they got some messed up brains, because this cult mindset that they had together is just messed up.
Yeah, 100%. And what's interesting about it, to understand the case, you have to kind of go along or at least try and grasp their line of thinking with some of the things that they'll talk about with their magical thinking. And well, we made this choice because of whatever bizarre prophecy Chad had, or insert weird belief here that is, you know, completely outside of reality. And then you kind of lead down the road of why they were involved with the Daybells or how involved they were with the Daybells, but they still seem to have some of these magical beliefs. That can't be very helpful if you're trying to testify really in either direction, if you're demonstrating that, okay, I can seem like a normal person here, but then here's all of my belief system over here. It doesn't add up to someone who's really making any sort of competent statements.
It doesn't. It reminds me of another book. I'm going to keep quoting books on your show. Another book I just read is called The Courage to Be Disliked. And part of the challenge that we have as a species, as individuals, because we have, one of the reasons why we survived as a species is because we constantly have hope. We constantly think we're more or capable of more than we actually are. And part of the courage to be disliked is the courage to be average. 99.99999% of us are going to do average things in our lives, but we don't think that. We think we're going to be remembered for these great illustrious things. And so I think Chad Daybell and his cult really saw themselves, well, definitely Chad, he was a below average performer as a human being. And in his own mind, because his context is everything. And so in order to inflate that, because he did not have the courage to be average and he didn't have the courage to be disliked, he created this entire fantasy world about his awesomeness. And because he was charismatic enough, he got people to go along with it who also might have felt about the same way. This is how cults work.
Yeah.
And then you start believing it, because to not believe in that means that you then have to have the courage to devalue yourself in your own mind. It's a tricky thing, our minds, and we don't like being less than what we think we are.
Yeah. And Chad was, I mean, he just exudes just average. I mean, just a doofus, yeah. You know, at the end of the day.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.